wasn't meant to be part one. we also want to show another 15-minute documentary. Also,
right?
Actually, these commentaries, not commentaries, documentaries.
Documentaries.
And they are, yes, they are all connected with Vrindavan, Vrindavan village, you know.
Yes, no, it's Vrindavan, not village.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll read one small section from the Bhagavatam, which is, I suppose, continuing what we were discussing yesterday, and then we can have some little discussion, possibly take a few questions, and then we can watch the video. Yes, I was just by chance reading from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter number 10, text number 4. This chapter is describing the departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. This is after the Battle of Kurukshetra. very nice report by Srila Prabhupada, very strong and very, in connection with how a personality like Yudhishthira Maharaj, ideal king, how he was ruling the whole earth.
Shishichu Smavrajan Gava
Maya Chola Smritir Mula Kamam
Kamam.
Everything needed.
Vavarsha
was showered.
Showered
is like rain coming down. Yeah, to shower means to bring down, to fall down. And what is showered is arzanya.
Sarva.
Everything.
Everything.
Kama. Necessity.
Necessity.
Dugha.
Dugha.
Producer.
Producer.
Not Durga. Dugha.
Produce. Produce.
Mahi, the land.
Tachi.
Si, chu.
Sma.
Moisten.
Kiri.
Make wet. Brajan.
Brajan.
Pasturing grounds.
Pasturing ground.
The land where cows eat grass. It's called pasturing ground. Pasture.
Boksochi.
Gava.
Gava.
It means the cow.
Ishi.
Yeah. Gavi. Gava. In Indonesia, they call sapi.
Sapi.
Sapi. Cow. Gava. Payasa udasvati.
Payasa udasvati.
Due to swollen milk bags. The cow has milk bag.
Yes.
They were sold and mean full of milk. Swollen, not because of sickness, because of full of milk. Swollen, sometimes we have swollen eyes, swollen big,
Muda.
Because of a joyful attitude.
Because of
cow are happy, joyful. Mm. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srimad Prabhupada. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, I can just translate, okay? During the rule or the when Maharaj Yudhishthira was ruling the country.
When Maharaj Yudhishthira
the clouds showered all the water that people needed. And the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion, plenty.
で、その土地はですね、人間がに必要な十分、十二分に必要なものを食べ物を与えて、くれました。
Due to its fatty milk bag, because of its fatty milk bag means a cow.
Yes.
Because
牛は牛の乳房はですね、溢れんばかりに、はち切れんばかりになっていました。
And also due to cheerful attitude, because cow happy also.
で、その牛たちは、ね、非常に喜びに満ちている。
The cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's famous.
Yes.
で、牛たちはその喜びに満たされてですね、牧草地をそのミルクでね、お乳で濡らしたものです。
Yeah. It's like we do not have this experience because in Kali Yuga we cannot see.
Kali Yuga ではそういう光景を見ることはできません。
But the cows had so much milk that it was dripping.
メウシのお乳がですね、もう溢れてもう漏れちゃうぐらい。
Therefore, by Srila Prabhupada, this first line is very important. The basic principle. Of economic development. Is centered.
その中心になるものは?
On land and cows.
それは牛と土地です。
The basic principle of economic development is centered on land and cows. The necessities of human society are food grains.
で、人間社会には食べ物、穀物が必要です。
Fruits, milk.
で、ミルク、そして果物。
Minerals, clothing, and wood.
で、ミネラル、衣類、そして樹木ですね。
Yeah.One requires all these items to fulfill the material needs of the body. Certainly, one does not require flesh and fish.
Fish require?
No.
No require.
No require to look. One does not. One does not require flesh. Flesh means meat.
Ah, flesh.
Flesh.
Flesh, yes.
Flesh and fish.
Yes.
Both, yeah.
ですから、肉が必要、肉は必要な、確かに必要なものではありません。
Yeah.
必要なものではないということは確かです。
Or,also does not require iron tools and machinery tools made of iron.
鉄で作られたツールが、機械や工具は必要ない。
Yeah. During the regime of Maharaj Yudhisthira, during his...
で、Maharaj Yudhisthira が統治していた頃、
All over the world, there were regulated rainfalls.
世界中がですね、きちんと規則正しく雨が降っています。
Not like today. Today, in approximately 70 or 80 countries. That's many countries, no? 70 or 80 countries, they have drought.Drought means no rain. Since many years.
現在ではですね、もう何年もですね、70カ国から80カ国ですか、の国でですね、もう雨が降らないで大変なことになっているところというのが多いです。
Rainfalls are not in the control of the human beings.
雨が降るというのは、我々の人間の手の内にはありません。
Yes. The heavenly king Indra Deva is a controller of rain.
で、それは、天界の王、インドラによって、その雨は、支配されています。
And he is the servant of the Lord.
で、彼は、主の、また、召し使いです。
Yeah. When the Lord is obeyed by the kings,Yes, when the Lord is obeyed by the kings, when the king follows the order of God.
王はですね、主の指示に命令に従って言うならば。
And the people, And when the people are under the king's administration,
people are under the king's administration.
There are regulated veins from the horizon.
で、定期的に雨がもたらされる。
And these rains are the causes of all varieties of production on the land.
で、その雨によって、さまざまな、土地から、土地からのですね、恵みを。
Not only do regulated rains help ample food production of grain and fruit,
ただ定期的に雨が降るだけじゃなくて、そういう、フルーツとかその他の食べ物を恵むことも。
But when regulated rains, when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and pearls.Rain produced valuable stones and pearls also.
で、それ雨は、ね、降ってこう食べ物を与えてくれるだけじゃなくて、他の鉱物の宝石などを食べ物もですね、産出してくれます。
Grains and vegetables can sumptuously feed a man and animals.
で、ベジタブル、野菜と穀物はその人間と動物に与えられる。
And a fatty cow delivers enough milk to supply a man sumptuously with vigor and vitality.
で、その牛がですね、ミルクを出して、その脂肪分、豊かなそのミルクによってですね、ミルク製、乳製品によってですね、
If there is enough milk, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton,
で十分なミルクと十分な果物と十分な野菜穀物とそして綿ですね。
And enough silk and jewels.
で十分なシルク、金と宝石。
Yeah. Then, Prabhupada is asking now different questions. Why do the people need cinemas?
そんだけのものが十分にもし与えられていたので、なぜ映画に行く必要があるんでしょうか。
Houses of prostitution.
で、風俗営業。
Slaughterhouses.
屠殺場とか。
What is the need of an artificial, luxurious life of cinema, cars, and radio?
で、映画館とか、車とか、ラジオとか、そういった不自然な生活スタイル、いろいろが必要でしょうか。
What is the need of flesh or meat and hotels?
で、肉食、ホテル、そういったものが必要なんでしょうか。
Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling individually and nationally?
で、その、
whether our present civilization
現代の文明では
has produced only quarreling between individual and between nation?
で、個人間、そして、国家間、社会間での争いが絶えません。
This civilization has sent thousands of men into hellish factory work.
で、現代文明では何千人、何万人もの人がですね、地獄的な工場で働いています。
And also sent thousands of men in war fields, many to fight different wars.
で、何千人もの人がですね、戦場に送られています。
Yeah. So like this, actually, it's a long report. I will not read the whole report. Srila Prabhupada is making the point that when we deviate from the proper understanding of economic development, which economic development, according to Vedic understanding,
で、ベーダの 理解に、における経済発展というのは、
is based on man and cows.
それは、土地と牛というものを基盤にしております。
Every country in our modern society,
で、どんな国も、現代のどんな国においても、
They are very concerned about economic development.
でもみんな、どこの国でもその経済、発展に関してですね、非常に、関心を寄せています。
But their understanding of economic development is very, very different from Bhagavatam understanding.
彼らが考えているその経済、というのは全くこのバゴタムから離れたものです。
Means economic developmentAutomatically will come if we follow the system given by Krishna himself.
でもし本当に豊かな経済発展が欲しければ、ただクリシナのその教えに従えばいいわけです。
Just see the contrast. The contrast is like this. When, just like modern society, economic development means producing more and more facility.For sense gratification.
でここに対比が見られるわけですけど、現代文明における経済発展というのは、それぞれの感覚的快楽を増やすということです。
And the result is that one has less and less time for spiritual development, spiritual practice.
ということは。それを増やせば増やすほど、スピリチュアルな霊的な成長をする機会をどんどん減らしていきます。
Whereas economic development in the Vedic system,
the Vedic system による経済発展というのは、
regulates and minimizes sense gratification.
その反対で。感覚的快楽というものを規則正しく、そして規則を設けて、そして最小限にとどめるという。
By regulating and minimizing sense gratification, naturally and automatically, one will have more time for practicing spiritual.
その感覚的快楽をですね、最小限にとどめて。規則に沿ったものにするならば、自然と自動的にですね、スピリチュアルな修練をする時間が増えるわけです。
So therefore, the lifestyle, the ideal lifestyle, is that lifestyle that the residents of Vrindavan are living. Simple village life.
でそのですね、理想的なライフスタイルというのが、まさにブリンダーバンのビレッジ村の暮らし方に現れているわけです。質素な生活というです。
And therefore, the more we separate ourselves, the more we distance ourselves.The more we become strangers to the natural living condition given by Krishna, then the more complexities, the more difficulties we create amongst individuals, and as Prabhupada says, also amongst different societies or nations.
反対に現代の文明というのは、我々の本当の自分、真の自分ですね、そこからどんどん遠ざけてしまって、自分自身が遠くなってしまう。そして、やがては自分がですね、非常に奇妙な存在、となってですね、そして、さっき言ったプラグから言った、個人観、社会観ってですね、のその対立ですか、というものを、もっともっと 増やして、もっと複雑な問題を増やし、もっと困難を増やしていってしまうわけです。
So therefore, because the residents of Vrindavan, their main concern was in connection actually with protecting the cows and cultivating the land, and their ideal, the best example is Krishna Balaram themselves. Krishna and Balaram were both every day, every single day, going to the pasturing grounds with the cows. And Balaram had his plow. So they were looking after both the land and the cows. And because of this, all the residents of Vrindavan were also doing the same. They had a very pleasant, happy atmosphere.
で、それに対してですね、理想的な生き方ね、をそのモデルと表しているのがそのブリンダーバンで、しかもそれをクリシナとバララームが模範をして示しているわけです。バララームは好きをいつも持ってですね。でクリシナあとですね、毎日、まず牧草地にですね、牛を放牧に、毎日、連れて行ってるわけです。そうやって、またそこのブリンダーバンの村人たちもそれに従ってですね、牛と土地を守る、それを中心に、した生活を送っているわけです。それによって、非常にみんな、喜びに、満たされた生活を送っているわけです。
Actually, we see that the residents of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys and the gopis, they did not have a need to get a college degree or university diploma. To get a job and to gain so much knowledge. They were already self-realized. They were already very educated, actually very advanced. And they were engaged. Everyone was engaged. No unemployment in Vrindavan. We don't hear of people having some, kind of stress because they have no job in Vrindavan. When one lives in village, there is no unemployment. Unless one is really lazy. But then actually if one is so lazy, then he will not be able to eat. So natural environment, natural system which is given by Krishna, when we live according to that system, everything becomes nicely regulated. As soon as we deviate, we increase the complexities of life. Life becomes very complicated.
で、そのようにクリシナが与えてくれている本当に簡単な、僕に生きる方法に従わないと、非常に複雑な問題を作り出す、そういう生活に、なってしまうわけです。そして、そのブリンダーバンの住人たちっていうのはですね、別に博士号を持っててですね、そういう大学に行ったりとかですね、そういうことも必要ないわけです。で、実際彼らは非常に悟った試しで、非常に、高い教育というか、そういう意味では、本当の意味で、高い教養を身につけた人たちなわけですけど、全くそういうストレスとかですね、そういうものに悩まされた生活をしていません。
There were no demoniac personalities in Vrindavan.
で、ブリンダーバンにおいてですね、そういう邪悪な人間というのは存在しています。
Actually,the only demonic personalities in Vrindavan are the ones that came from Mathura. sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna, to kill Krishna.
で、唯一ですね、ブリンダーバンに、現れる、邪悪なものというのは、マトゥーラからですね、カムサによって送られてくる悪魔たち。
マトゥーラはビレッジ、no? マトゥーラ is like town, a city.
マトゥーラというのはビレッジで、村ではありません。町ですね。
Yeah. Again, it's just towns and cities produce demoniac mentality.
というのは、町、いや、町というのは、そのようにデモニアと邪悪なそういう思考をですね、作り出すと。
So, that is why, I say in order to more easily be practicing the religious principles of Sanatana Dharma, it is much easier, it is more natural that one practices in a more peaceful, natural environment, which is actually the environment of village life.
でそのように、村のですね、生活の仕方というのをですね、学べばですね、もっともっと簡単に、なっていくわけです。
Just like it is mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnam Yasvistam Guna Dharma Svabhagasaha, that this system of Varnasrama, village life actually is very much part of Varnasrama. This system of Varnasrama is created directly by Krishna himself.
The Bhagavad Gita でも、バルナーシラムのことがクリシナによって語られていますけど、私は人間社会を4つに区分したと。そのバルナーシラムの制度がですね、このビレッジの村の生活でそのものであり、それをクリシナが教えているわけです。
Only God can create principles of dharma. Varnasrama is a principle of Islam. Varnasrama dharma.
Varnasrama dharma といってですね、宗教原則ですね。唯一神ご自身が作ることが設定することができるわけです。
This system created by Krishna is the most conducive system for bringing about or facilitating self-realization.
で、そのようなクリシナが与えている生活の仕方、バルナーシラムの制度というのは、我々が自己を悟る、自己を悟るのがもっと簡単になっていきます。
Yeah. And we know, right, from the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who were those devotees that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified the most? He glorified mostly the residents of Vrindavan, particularly the gopis of Vrindavan, for their super excellent level of devotional service to Krishna. It means the highest devotees are found not in Dwarka, not in Mathura, not in, but in Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu はですね、バクティヨガにおけるその献身者ね、どの献身者が最高の献身者かというもう。ヴリンダーバンのゴーキーたちが最高の献身者であると、ドワルカではないと、そのゴーキーたちがまさに、最高の献身者であるというふうに、チャイタニ・マハプラブ自身がおっしゃっています。
Yes.、And if one lives in this way, actually, all of one's material necessities, all of one's material necessities will be very easily taken care of, as we see in these descriptions and examples of Vrindavan.
で、ブリンダーバンのその例を見てわかりますけど、そういう生活に従うとですね、我々が生きていく上で必要なものというのは、本当に自動的に自然にですね、与えられるわけです、簡単に。
Yes. Those who are living in such, such a situation and practicing according to, the directives given in the Shastra, that means, as we mentioned earlier, regulated sense gratification, minimizing material needs, then such persons become opulent both materially and spiritually.
で、最初に、最初の頃に説明しましたけど、そのフェイスシステムというのは、感覚的快楽というものを最小限に抑えると、そしてそれを規則にのっとって行うということでですね、スピリチュアルに非常に簡単に進歩できると、と同時にその物質的にも非常に豊かになると、両方の豊かさを物心ともに豊かになる。
The problem with modern, modern society or modern man, he is only interested in becoming opulent materially. No interest in spiritual opulence.
実際問題ですね、現代の人たちは、その片方にしか興味を持っていないわけです。つまり、物質的な豊かさにしか興味を持っていないわけです。それを発展させることにしか、で、そのもう一方のですね、大切なスピリチュアルな豊かさを含むということには関心があるんです。
So therefore, those who are devotees, those of us who are endeavoring to become devotees, we should know, that the formula is here, given by Krishna. If we want to be, spiritually opulent, and if we want also that the basic material necessities, because we have family responsibilities, etc., be taken care of, this is the formula that we should ideally, be putting into practice.
で、ここにまさにその公式があるわけです。もし献身者が望む、霊的な成長、自己の悟りを求めている人もですね、それを得ることができると。と同時に、物質的な面でもですね、我々は家庭を持っているわけですから、そういう物質的な豊かさもですね、約束されると。その方程式はもうここに与えられているわけです。
So, maybe we'll take one or two questions, in connection with this, and then so that we'll have enough time also for watching. This evening we will be showing the documentary on our Gita Nagari Baru, which is yes, our largest community in Indonesia. Of devotees who are learning. they're living on the land, and since maybe the last 4 years now, and gradually learning more and more how to live according to the norm given by Krishna.
これから見るビデオですね。Gita
Nagari.
Gita Nagari.
Maru means new Gita Nagari.
ギターの上がりバリューというのをインドネシアのですね、そのファームのコミュニティですけど、そこをですね、4年目に入ってですね、そこは大きいですか。
Can you give me that? Any questions? Any?
What is Kuru Chetra finished with Krishna then? at the battle finished Kurukshetra, then he went to Dwarka.
Yes.
What age of Krishna?
Krishna at that time is about, Papa is saying, about 95.
95?
Yes. And then after the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he ruled for another about 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah, about 30 years. Because Krishna actually, his pastimes, they expand for 125 years. But he remains like a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Krishna is transcendental, you know, spiritual body does not change. But he was about 95 probably.
So until 95 he remained in Vrindavan?
No. When Krishna came to fight the battle of Kurukshetra, already he was living in Dwarka. He is just returning to Dwarka. Not that he's going for the first time to Dwarka. Already he has, when he was fighting the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna, already he had sons and grandsons. He was already grandfather. At least once, maybe twice. Yeah.
So then, what age he left in Vrindavan?
16, I think. Yeah, the age of 16 went to Mathura. And after a short time, he went. He transferred all of the of his family to built Dwarka, yeah, because people like Narasimha and others were giving him and his family members too many problems. Yeah. This is the CD.
I thought the our circumstances are very difficult.
Yes.
Just I try to how. So before, because I personally also like a full time devotee.
Yes.
Even the grihastha.
Yeah.
Somehow very fortunate traveling Sankirtan, very simple life.
Yeah.
Even city, we can keep standard, high standard, very concentrate, cultivate this.
Yes.
But just 2 years begin to.
Natural time.
Job.
Yes.
And more. Working outside and very difficult to cultivate. And also I can see it all congregation. Even the country here is very difficult.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And very difficult progress the spiritual.
Yeah. That is largely because we are living that is the situation for the majority of our devotees, not only here. In Japan, Tokyo, that's the situation for the majority of our devotees. We're living in a very unnatural way. We are constantly having to associate with non-devotees. We are working in environments which are not helping us at all to remember Krishna. We are working under very often non-Krishna conscious authorities, and the whole atmosphere in which we live in the cities is very heavily polluted, you know, both materially, mentally, psychologically. The ether in the cities especially, it was very, very, very bad. I mean, it has an effect on the consciousness that we, like very subtle effect. It's just like when we walk in a, for example, in a temple where there's nice bhajan, kirtan, and nice incense burning, and nice pictures of Krishna, Krishna's pastime, our mind immediately becomes peaceful. But because we are lacking this, because of the environment, means, we're not living in a natural environment, and therefore it is very taxing. Very taxing means very having the direct effect on our consciousness. Like I was mentioning yesterday, actually, only a few devotees, those who are meant for preaching, fully engaged in preaching, should ideally be in the city. Otherwise, people, our devotees, should not be in the city.
まあ、僕が質問したのはですね、ちょうど自分が、まあ、過去にフルタイムで、本配りとかグリアスでも、まあ、できた時期があって、まあ、その時で非常に、集中してですね、苦しない意識を高める、でまたそういう味わいをですね、経験するというのがですね、できたわけですけど、働くようになって、実際やっぱりそれ周りの影響とかのがあって、なかなかそういう味わいを育むのは非常に難しい。そしてまた周りのですね、やっぱ働きながらやってる人を見て、それをがやっぱ難しいというのが見えて、それをどのようにしたらいいのかということを、まあ、考えていたところですので、まあ、ここに来ること、ね、自体、まあ、難しい人もたくさんいるわけです。で、まあ、そんなことをちょうど考えてたんですよっていうことを言ったんですけど、で、それに対しての話が、まあ、本当に、我々が今生きているその街で、世界でですね、こう生きている中で、我々のしたいことを、つまり苦しなことをいつも覚えていられるような環境では全くないわけです。すごくその正反対なわけです。そして、この町というのは非常に、まあ、汚染されていて、我々のマインドというものを、ね、非常に乱す、まあ、汚染するものに満ちているわけです。ですからなかなかですね、そういった中で、そういう苦しい意識を味わえる部分っていうのは難しいわけですね。まあ、ですからそういうのが、まあ、今っていうのが必要になってくるわけですけど、で、本当にフルタイムでですね、そのプリーチング、説教にですね、集中してできる人もいわゆるですね、この都会、町にいながらにしてですね、そういう苦しい意識を上手に発揮していくことができるわけですけど、一般的には非常にこの町でそれを行っていくというのは、まあ、難しいことです。
Most of our devotees are living in cities, have tremendous difficulties raising their children in the cities.
ね、またですね、子供を育てていくというのも町ではすごく難しいことです。
Actually, we could summarize it like this, that the cities, we should see the cities as our preaching basis. And we should see the villages as our living basis. We should be established, actually. Now this may sound like impossible and just like very, what they call it, idealistic. But actually, this is the guidelines that are given by Krishna, and the guidelines that Prabhupada also has given by stressing the importance and the need to establish Varnasam. The majority of our devotees actually should be based in the village. our homes, it could be in the villages, not in the cities, and our presence in the cities could be mainly and only for preaching, or maybe temporarily to get some money for establishing ourselves because we don't have the support that is there in the Vedic culture. In the Vedic culture, the king and the whole structure facilitates, you know. We don't have this now. So to buy land, to make a house, one has to have some money. So temporarily, Prabhupada also gives this example. When he was younger, he was telling that not so many years ago, village people, they would come to the city just to work to get a little bit of money for, you know, their needs. But they would not stay. They understood that living in the cities, they will lose their whatever good qualities they may have. You know.
で、まあ、ですから、その、デボーティーにとってですね、町というのはプリーチングのためにあるべきです。そして、デボーティー、そして、村というのはデボーティーが住むために、ある、存在して、いるわけです。で、でまた、お金を得るために、町に出かけてくると。でも、まあ、住むには、
Anything else? Maybe examine this.
Yeah.
If it's ready, I don't know.
もし他になければ。
This is yeah. Anyway.Started at the beginning,
Look, that man is.
Do you want that?